Chiang Mai's small to medium accommodation sector is facing fresh challenges as the tourist mix in the northern city changes and shrinks in arrival numbers. The fallout from declining tourist arrival numbers, especially in Chinese since the Phuket Phoenix tourist boat tragedy in mid-July, is forcing more than 10 small hotels and hostels in Chiang Mai to put their properties up for sale. One property agency said this phenomenon of small hotels and hostels offering their properties for sale was unprecedented. According to official TAT statistics of tourist arrivals this year, Chinese tourist arrivals during the third quarter this year dropped by 8.8% compared to last year's figures, but some tour operators and hotel owners say the figure is much larger than that. Two monks became embroiled in a drunken brawl north of Bangkok. The two were injured in a scuffle and knife fight after they drank together at their temple in Ang Thong's Pa Mok district. When police arrived, they found a 52-year-old soaked in blood. He suffered cuts to his head, back, arm and chin. Medics performed first aid and took him to the district hospital. He said that he was drinking with a 43-year-old monk and they engaged in a heated argument before the other monk allegedly attacked him. Police are waiting for the two to recover from hospital before asking the Watts Abbot to defrock the pair so they could face legal action. And a man's been arrested for advertising marijuana for sale on YouTube. With all the news about legalizing medical marijuana in Thailand, he says he believed it was now legal to sell cannabis in Thailand. Police were alerted that the man was cashing in on his cannabis on a YouTube channel. Officers arrested the 31-year-old at a house near the Laos border in Thailand's northeast. Police found 3 kilograms of dried compressed marijuana, 3 bottles of marijuana powder, and 161 marijuana seeds in the house. He claimed that he read a report that a law had been passed to allow possession of marijuana, so he thought he could sell it legally. The NLA has passed the first reading of a bill to allow the use of marijuana for medical reasons. The bill's yet to be vetted and deliberated in the second and third readings. A driver and 3 passengers have all been killed after their car collided with the rear of a truck in Chonburi early yesterday. Police say the accident happened around 2:30 a.m. on the Sukhumvit Road heading for Pattaya. Emergency responders spent more than half an hour using hydraulic iron cutters to remove the victims from the wreckage of the car. The 3 passengers identified were between the ages of 45 and 53. The driver of the car did not carry any ID and is yet to be identified. The 60-year-old truck driver said he was changing from the left to the right lanes to make a U-turn when the car hit the rear of his truck. Several former Pheu Thai MPs have officially joined the Palang Pracharat party as the deadline nears for them to switch parties while still being able to contest in the coming election. Tomorrow is the last day that politicians can change camps if the poll is going to be held on February the 24th as planned. The law requires that they stay with the parties that field them for at least 90 days. A spokesperson for Pheu Thai says the entry of some of its former members was not the result of threats involving court cases against them or other reasons. He said they've joined us because they have the same ideology. And Taiwanese chemists are a driving force behind the glut of methamphetamines flooding the Mekong region after they tweaked the recipe to dodge controls on other precursor chemicals. Thai police have been making record hauls this year of both low-grade Yaba tablets and the more potent and expensive crystal methamphetamine version called ICE. Experts say the Golden Triangle drug lords, mainly in the Wa state of Myanmar, have been pumping out more drugs than ever. They say the trade's worth tens of billions of dollars annually, with made-in-Myanmar meth reaching lucrative markets as far as Australia and Japan. They say the oversupply is partly due to new and cheaper precursors, attributing the change to the expertise of the Taiwanese meth cooks working for the drug syndicates. A senior police person said they're now using sodium cyanide, a substance that's used in many factories in Thailand that is not controlled. Police say with cheaper chemicals, they can produce 100 million pills, and even if only 20 million pills make it through police checkpoints, it's still worth it.